Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Oh, so much stuff going on. I mean, we just learned so many things from the heroes that we have on our show. Every single one not just has one nugget, but just multiple nuggets that we share to help us learn, grow, be a better person, and expand our business. And we started off the show with the CEO of Books Online Sustainable Flowers, John Tabas. We're talking about taking flowers like from the farm where they grow directly to your door, eliminating, what, 2 to 3 middlemen steps? We had the certified diabetic giving a message of diabetes hope to all. Kim Miner with KimMiner.com, teaching us so many things regarding diabetes and how to deal with it, how to prevent it, and if you're pre-diabetic, so KimMiner.com. But let's go ahead and let's get started with our next hero. Now, this one's for business owners, really. And what do you struggle with in business? It is knowing when to grow, how to grow, managing costs. There's so many things involved with that. And one of the things that helps is having a specialist who's really been involved with so many of it, Gordon Parkman. That's Gordon Parkman, founder of Achieve Results Consulting. He can be reached at AchieveResultsConsulting.com or, of course, at Alliances.com, where we'll have the clip available. Following a 40-year career, so talk about experience. Gordon, tell me about, though, AchieveResultsConsulting.com, and really what your sweet spots are.
My focus is really on working with passionate and committed business owners that are really all about focusing on growing their business. I mean, that's a real key piece. One of the things when I sit down and talk to individuals that potentially prospects or just individuals, it's like, where do you see success 3 years from now? And then how are you going to get there?
What's the map? Do you help them with the map of that?
In my dealings with my clients, oftentimes I help them define what success looks like for them in the future. A lot of them are not really, you know, looking that far ahead. And in order to grow a business, you have to look ahead. And it's all about setting a plan, setting a map to grow. And that's really what I do, is once we decide where we want to go, we put together the map, which is ultimately the plan. You know, the goals, the objectives, the action items we need to do that. And really, my focus is partnering with my clients in helping them learn to run a successful business. And I kind of differentiate learning from teaching. Teaching is telling people something, how to do. Learning focuses on helping them understand how to develop a marketing plan, how to develop a product costing system, whatever the devil it may be. It's helping them learn how to do that for their business.
Is there a certain type size company that I would go ahead and use you for, engage you in? I mean, what if I'm a solopreneur right now and I'm listening, and I'm a startup or mid-size, large size? I mean,
I'm currently working with 2 startups right now. That is obviously, that's one area. The other thing is, what I've found is, if I would take a look at a large percentage of the clients I take on are in business, reach the point where I kind of use that they're stuck. They don't know where to go. They've got to the point where they may be, you know, $500,000, you know, a year or something like that. And they don't know what to now to do. And the reason for that is that they've been working in the business and not on the business. And so what I do is take them in transition, and from a standpoint of being a home inspector or whatever the case may be, to running a business that provides home inspection services. I mean, that happens to be one of my clients, and I use him as a perfect example.
Nice.
Because
nice.
He came to me and said, I'm stuck. I have no idea. I'm working 24/7, and I have no idea where I'm going. And so I think that, if you will, those are ideal clients. I don't think anybody is too big. I kind of go shopping primarily more for the small to mid-size to businesses. I don't really care what industry they're in. The only exception would obviously be that I would not work with 2 clients in the same industry. I have a general contractor that does large-scale remodeling and custom homes. I would not work with another one that does the same thing.
Right, makes sense.
And I have, I think the only exception is I'm working with two software development companies, which both of them play in completely different arenas. So again, the only commonality is they're both technocrats and have no concept of running a business, which is why they're looking for me to help them, you know.
Absolutely.
Get into that part of the world.
Absolutely. And you're listening to the Alliances Hero Show. That's ELIANCES.com with me, David Kogan, your host. Also, too, is make sure you go to alliances.com where you'll find where Entrepreneurs Align may have the opportunity to meet Gordon in person. He is the founder, CEO of Achieve Results Consulting. You could reach him at achieveresultsconsulting.com. Or, of course, again, we'll have the link on our website, alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. In fact, Gordon, you're also a subject matter expert at Alliances, where our community could read your online articles. You answer questions for them and stuff of that. You've been part of the community, highly respected and stuff. Tell us about your experience having been involved within the Alliances community.
Well, I think... I love the word that you use from the very beginning when I first got involved with this, and it's a community, and that's really what it is. And I think it's really, the focus of the group as I see it is really all business owners working together and how do we effectively help each other grow our businesses. And to me, that's the tone of the group as far as I'm concerned. I've been involved with the group since last August. It's been incredibly successful and productive for me. I've had the opportunity to take on a few clients as a result of being there. But it's really the focus of everybody working together and growing the, if you will, growing the business community of the Phoenix Metro and the surrounding area. And to me, that's really what it's all about. You know, the whole majority of the businesses in the Phoenix Metro area are small businesses. In order to help everybody out, everybody's going to help everybody out grow their business.
Now, Gordon, you've also been through two acquisitions involving the due diligence phase from managing the new acquisitions and turning them into profitable business entities. What's two to three secrets for successfully managing through these acquisitions?
I think first off is the key part is understanding the people that are involved in the business. You know, I think when you're making acquisition, you're acquiring people, capital, and more often than not problems, but the solutions to the problems are the people that are involved, and it's all about developing a good, strong relationship with them, making sure they clearly understand that they're part of the team that's going to turn this business around. I mean, and basically all I used to look myself is I provide them resources to help them turn this business around. And that's really what it is. I've always take a look at is people are a company's most important asset. And as that, you need to invest in that asset to make that the opportunity to grow the company.
Gordon, I got to share with our audience over a 40-year career, one of the things that's so cool too is that you were the vice president of operation with Fender Guitars.
Yep.
How cool is that? What was that like? And I mean, were you interested in music prior to Fender?
Actually, it was very interesting. I was introduced to Bill Schultz in December of 1986 and by a mutual friend. And I told him, I said, you know, I have no understanding of the musical instrument business. And he said, well, that's cool. He's looking for somebody to start up an electronics manufacturing division. And that's what you do. So, long story short, I went to work for him and was part of the senior management team to grow that company to over $500 million. And part of the two of the acquisitions were part of that. And I think I kind of look at, you know, my penance for convincing Bill that we ought to buy the companies. I got to run them and turn them around. So, but that was exciting. I mean, that was fun.
Excellent. What I mean, again, so much experience and stuff. So we've got a little less than a minute left. What are two secret lessons, though, that you would want to teach to a group of business owners at a seminar about unlocking what success means to them?
I think the key part is they have to be passionate and committed about what they want to do. I think the other part is it's really all about making things simple and don't make things complex. You know, you grow a business one step at a time, and once you get your foot on the ground here, then you can take your next step. Don't try to run because you're going to trip and fall, and that's You know, that's kind of an analogy. What happens to a lot of businesses, they go too fast and they get themselves in trouble. Mm-hmm. They don't realize the fact that, you know, okay, I'm here. Now, what did I have to, how did I get from where I was to here? Now, what do I need to do for the next step? And it's all about taking a, looking at the thing is from a standpoint of what do I have to do today to be better than I was yesterday?
Absolutely. Worthy advice for sure. I got to tell you, Gordon, you help business owners by guiding them to their deeper levels of understanding and how to grow and manage their business costs. That's a hero. Gordon Parkman, you can reach him at Achieve Results Consulting. This is David Kogan with Alliances. Make sure you go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. Thank you again to loopydocs.com, our famous producer, Glue.